Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Shanti Gold International Limited Q4 and FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Smit Shah from Adfactors PR. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us on the Q4 and FY26 results conference call of Shanti Gold International Limited. We have with us today Mr. Pankaj Kumar Jagawat, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Shriram Iyengar, Chief Financial Officer. Before we begin, I would like to remind you that certain statements made in today's discussion may be forward-looking in nature and may involve certain risks and uncertainties. A detailed statement in this regard is available in the investor presentation shared with you earlier and available on the stock exchanges. I now hand over the call to Mr. Pankaj Kumar Jagawat to begin the proceedings. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone, and a warm welcome to all the participants joining us for the Q4 and FY26 earnings conference call of Shanti Gold International Limited. On behalf of the management team, I would like to thank all our investors, analysts, stakeholders, and business partners for their continued trust and support towards the company. We deeply value your confidence in our journey and remain committed to creating sustainable long-term value. I hope all of you have had the opportunity to review our financial results, investors' presentations, and related disclosures uploaded on the stock exchange and on our website. Before discussing the business and operation performance, I would like to briefly touch upon an important accounting development undertaken. The company has transitioned its inventory valuation methodology for the first-in, first-out FIFO method to the weighted average cost (WAC) method with retrospective effect from April 1, 2024. The transition has been undertaken in accordance with the applicable accounting standard and, in our assessment, better reflects the blended inventory cost in a business environment characterized by significant volatility in gold prices. It also enables improved cost and revenue matching while aligning our accounting practice and broader industry standard. We believe this change improves the quality, relevance, and comparability of our reported financial performance, and the impact has already been appropriately reflected in the reported numbers. Coming to our performance, FY26 has been a landmark year for Shanti Gold in many ways. Most notably, we successfully completed our IPO, got listed in August 2025, marking an important milestone in our growth journey. Becoming a listed entity is not merely a capital market event for us. It represents a new phase: responsibility, governance, scalability, and disciplined execution. Operationally and financially, FY26 has been a strong year for the company. We delivered healthy growth driven by stronger customer traction, deeper engagement, and organized jewelry retailers. Improved wallet shares for existing clients and continued demand across product categories. Importantly, during Q4 FY26, we achieved the highest-ever quarterly revenues in the history of the company, reflecting our strong execution capabilities, improving scales, and increased relevance as a trusted manufacturing partner for organized jewelers. Over the years, we have consciously built our business around a few core pillars: quality, design, excellence, craftsmanship, reliability, and time execution. These are not merely operational strengths but form the foundation of a long-standing customer's relationship. We continue to witness strong traction for our product across markets, and we remain deeply committed to offering differentiated designs and superior product quality to contemporary designs while maintaining consistency in execution while continuing to drive repeat business and customer stickiness. One of the most encouraging trends we are witnessing today is the increasing outsourcing preference among organized jewelers, retailers, as retailers continue to focus on expanding their footprint, inventory optimizing, and faster design cycles. They are increasingly partnering with trusted and scalable manufacturers who can offer quality, consistency, and execution at scale. We believe Shanti Gold is well-positioned to benefit from this structural shift. Despite elevated gold prices during the year, overall demand trends remaining resilient across key market and customer segment. We continue to witness healthy transactions, particularly in wedding and occasions-led jewelry categories. While demand remained robust across both traditional and modern designs format. Encouragingly, we continue to receive sustained inquiries and repeat purchase from our customer, which provide us with confidence and visibility regarding future business momentum. Given the strong customer traction and demand visibility we are witnessing, we have taken strategic steps towards expanding our manufacturing capabilities to support the new phase of growth. Our existing Andheri manufacturing facility with an installed capacity of approximately 2,700 kilo per annum has been operating at healthy utilization level in line with the growth of our new Marol facility in Mumbai, which will add approximately 4,000 kilo per annum of manufacturing capacity. In addition, the 1,200 kilo per annum capacity addition announced during our IPO at Jaipur continues to progress in line with expectations. We would like to emphasize that these investments are not speculative in nature, rather they are being undertaken with a strong sense of confidence backed by the customer traction, demand visibility, and long-term business opportunities we continue to witness from organized jewelers, retailers. We believe the additional capacity will significantly strengthen our ability to handle large order volumes, enhance manufacturing flexibility, increase design throughput, and deepen relationship with both existing and new customers. Once operational, this addition will take our total installed manufacturing capacity to nearly 7,900 kg per annum. Positioning us strongly for the next phase of scalable growth, we also believe the higher scale over time will support operating leverage benefits and strengthen our overall profitability profile. In parallel, we remain focused on expanding our diversifying our product portfolio during the year. We entered the machine-made paintball jewelry segment, which opens a meaningful growth opportunity for the company. We also introduced Mangalsutra as a new product category and we are witnessing encouraging customers' response. Additionally, we also developed Turkish jewelry to be produced at a Marol facility and have onboard skilled professionals directly from Turkey to ensure authenticity. Superior craftsmanship and differentiated product offering aligned with global design trends. The initial response in this category has also been encouraging. From an industrial standpoint, the outlook continues to remain constructive. India remains one of the world's largest consumers of gold jewelry, strongly supported by strong cultural affinity, rising disposable incomes, wedding demands, and increasing preference for branded jewelry at the same time. The structural shift from unorganized to organized jewelry retail continues to gather pace, which is creating meaningful outsourcing opportunities for manufacturers with proven execution capabilities. We believe Shanti Gold is uniquely positioned to benefit from this trend through our design-led approach, scalable manufacturing capabilities. Strong customer relationships, diversified produced product portfolio, and unwavering focus on quality and execution. As we look ahead, with our priority remains clear to scale responsibility, deepen customers' relationships, strengthen the product portfolio, expand our geographical reach, and continue creating sustainable long-term relationships for all our stakeholders. With this, I would like to hand over the call to Mr. Sriram Iyengar, Chief Financial Officer, to take you through the financial performance of the company. Thank you.
Thank you, Pankaji, and good afternoon, everyone. I will now take you through the financial performance for the quarter and year ended March 31, 2026. Revenue from operations for Q4 FY26 stood at INR 658.93 crores as compared to INR 297.29 crores in Q4 FY25, registering a growth of 121.65% on a YOY basis. The strong performance was driven by onboarding of new customers, an increase in volumes, and elevated gold prices during the quarter. EBITDA for Q4 FY26 stood at INR 67.01 crores as compared to INR 21.12 crores in Q4 FY25, registering a growth of 217.26% year-on-year. EBITDA margins for the quarter stood at 10.17% as compared to 7.10% in the corresponding period last year, improving by 306 basis points. The growth in EBITDA was supported by better product mix and higher contribution from bridal jewelry, leading to improved operational metrics during the quarter. Profit after tax for Q4 FY26 stood at INR 51.93 crores as compared to INR 9.19 crores in Q4 FY25. PAT margin for the quarter stood at 7.88% as against 3.09% in Q4 FY25. Now, moving to the full year performance, revenue from operations for FY26 stood at INR 2018.71 crores as compared to INR 1106.41 crores in FY25, registering a growth of 82.46% year-on-year basis. During the year, the company witnessed healthy business momentum driven by stable ordering trends, increasing engagement with organized retail customers, and continued demand for design-led jewelry products. EBITDA for FY26 stood at INR 199 crores as compared to INR 89.92 crores in FY25, registering a growth of 121.31% year-on-year. EBITDA margin for FY26 stood at 9.86% as compared to 8.13% in FY25, improving by 173 basis points. Profit after tax for FY26 stood at INR 140.15 crores as compared to INR 54.10 crores in FY25. PAT margin for FY26 stood at 6.94% as compared to 4.89% in FY25, improving by 205 basis points year on year. The company continues to maintain a disciplined approach towards working capital management, operational efficiency, and balance sheet strength while continuing to invest in future growth opportunities. Thank you. With this, I request the moderator to open the floor for questions.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may please press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Narayana from Step Trade Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, you are audible. Thank you.
Yes. So my question is regarding the volume growth. So for the whole year, I have seen that the revenue growth has outpaced the volume growth, and that would be mainly due to the price increases in gold, right? So what would be the way moving forward?
Narayana, your voice was not clear. Can you repeat the question?
Yes, sir. So is it audible now, sir?
Yeah.
Hello? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, sir, my question is, in the whole year, FY26, the prices of gold drove the revenue growth, right? It has outpaced the growth in the volumes for the company. So, excluding the price inflation of gold, what would be the way moving forward? How do you see the consumer demand to be in the next year?
The consumer demand is there, and that is why we've grown. After we received money through IPO proceeding, we had a 15% growth. We only had 3-4 months to utilize the money, right? Still we achieved 15% growth. So this year, coming year, it will be around 30-40% growth in terms of volume, and around 60% growth in terms of value. 60-70% whatever. Hello.
Narayana.
No,
sir. Narayana.
Hello. Could you
hear
me?
Yes, sir. The line for the current participant has dropped.
Hello. Hello.
Yes, sir. Mr. Narayana, please go.
Yeah. So. Yes, ma'am. So my next question is regarding the import duty which has increased by the government. So would that also, what would be the effect on the consumer demand over moving forward?
So 1 year back also there was 15% duty. It didn't affect the consumer demand. So government had reduced it from 15 to 6% last year only. And again, they have come up to 15%. So I don't think so there would be any problem in demand and all. For many years, it was 15%.
Okay.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Bharat Gyanani from Money Control Research. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Thanks for the opportunity and congratulations for a great set of numbers. Sir, my first question is, you stated that capacity expansion plants, that the Jaipur plant and the new Mumbai plant, that is on track. So, sir, if you can reiterate the timelines for the production capacity to start at both the plants.
So, see, our new factory is almost ready, which is going to be like in a month or so for Marol factory. And I guess Jaipur factory should be starting by around September, October now. Okay, so initially to start with, like I expect this Marol factory initially few months to start with, it's going to be around 100 kgs per month. And reaching, very soon we'll be reaching till 4,000 kilos.
Okay. And sir, next question is the profitability part. So basically, FY25 and 26, there is a lot of factor of the higher gold prices on the profitability because of the inventory gains we might have. So just wanted to understand what is the sustainable net profit, EBITDA and net profit margins that you foresee?
Business margin would be around 4% and all, which we've been maintaining that 4% plus and all. And whatever extra money what we made profit, our company has made profit, was the borrowing from IPO proceeding. We had purchased gold because the geopolitical things were not good. So we didn't go for GML and we purchased all the gold when we received the money. So that is why the company has made a high profit.
Okay, okay. So PAT level 4% is sustainable.
Yeah.
Okay, so thanks and all the best. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Anushka Vora from Viamana Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi. I wanted to know what is your capacity utilization currently in the existing factory and what are your volumes per month?
See, present capacity is around 65%. And what was the second question?
What is the volume per month that you're operating at currently?
Hello?
Can you repeat the question?
Yeah, I'm asking.
Can you please use your handset?
Your voice is very low. Yes,
Anushka, ma'am, can you please use your handset?
Yes, I was asking what is your volume per month?
Volume per month?
Yes, yes.
So we have given out volumes on a quarterly basis in our presentation.
Around 145 to 150 kilos.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. The next question is from the line of Krinjal Ranawat from Valmiki Leela. Please go ahead. Ms. Krinjal, please go ahead. Your line has been unmuted. As there is no response, we'll move to the next. The next question is from the line of Gaurav Agarwal from VA Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
So, you have given a guidance of 4% PAT, which is sustainable. This current year, you have given a PAT margin of around 7%. So, next year, if I'm assuming the 25% utilization of your 2700 kilos capacity and the 800 kilos the additional capacity which you will be utilizing. So out of the 2800 kilos which you will be doing approximately 4000 kilos of revenue, so the PAT will only be around 160 to 170 kilos for the next year?
I can't hear you properly, not voice is not clear.
can you hear me now?
Gaurav sir, sorry to interrupt. Gaurav sir, can you please use your handset?
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yes, sir, please go.
Yeah, so as you're given the guidance of 4% PAT for the next year, this year we've done a PAT margin of around 7%. So on 2,000 crores of revenue, we've done a 140 crores PAT. So next year, if you do 4,000 crores of revenue according to the guidance you had given in the last quarter, 75% utilization and the additional 800 kilos, which comes to around 4,000 crores. So that 4% will be approximately 160 crores of PAT, which we can expect for the this year.
Yeah. If we do a turnover of around 4,000 crores, yeah, PAT will be around 160 crores.
So the revenue will be double, but the PAT growth will be 10 to 15%.
No, if the price remains same, so the net margin means business margin would be around 4%, and suppose if the gold fluctuates from here and it goes high. So we'll have an additional profit of gold also.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Amit from Robo Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, my first question is, you know, we have 7,900 kg of full capacity. So whenever we utilize you know, the entire capacity, what can be our peak revenue at today's gold prices?
You mean to say full 7,900 kilos?
Yeah.
Suppose if we catch a price around 150?
Yeah.
It would be around 11,850 crores.
Right, sir. And to reach, you know, that type of a milestone, let's say 7,000 kg, etc., how do you see the demand? Can we do it in, say, 2-3 years? What do you, when do you expect to hit peak capacity?
So next year, like around, we're expecting a turnover of around 3,000 to 3,500 crores. And with 35 to 40% growth, yeah, in 3 years, 3 to 4 years, we should achieve full 7,900 kilos or maybe more.
Right, sir. And one point earlier was that, you know, to an earlier participant, there was a discussion of, say, 30% volume growth. But you also, I think, indicated a slightly higher value growth, like 60% or so. So are you factoring in the gold prices to increase further, or you are calculating it at as on today's prices?
I'm calculating it at current price.
Okay, sir. Perfect. That's it for mine. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Prakash Sharma, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. I have a couple of questions. So, my first question is that the incorporation timeline for our Dubai subsidiary has now been extended to June 26th. So, you know, could you elaborate on the strategic importance of the Dubai entity and its role in supporting export expansion plans?
So due to all this wars and all, so it is extended for a couple of months more ahead now because the situation, geopolitical things are not good. Yeah, as soon as it gets all okay, it is going to be full-fledged. All the licenses and all, we've got it. Only a couple of licenses are left now.
Okay, sir. And the role for export expansion plan?
So I've told you, like, this year will be, like, from 5% to we are going to go up to 10%. Or maybe more. Sorry, from 10% to 20%.
10%, 20%, okay, almost double. And our exporting regions would be Middle East only?
No, USA, Singapore, Malaysia, UK, lot of countries from Dubai.
Okay, okay, sir. And so the last question is that by when... is the Dubai office expected to commence operations and become fully operational? I know it has been delayed by a few months, but you know,
it's delayed because of the geopolitical things. Otherwise, everything is in space. We have taken the place. We have achieved. We have received all our license and all. Due to war, Iran and these wars are going on. That is why it's extended. Otherwise, we are ready to go.
Okay. Okay. So I expect that once we commence, it will be kind of fully operational.
Fully operational. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, sir. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Welcome.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Prisha Shah from Shah Family Office. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, sir. So I just want to understand that what are the measures which we are taking to protect our ROC as, you know, our inventory values and the working capital intensity is increasing?
Hello. As far as the ROC, everything is concerned, it still is at a very, very healthy margin of, say, I think 38%. I think that's very good numbers, ROC. As far as the inventory is concerned, this being a jewelry-based industry, the values are unlocked. The value will come from only the inventory only. So we have got adequate stock for the coming year. Yes, in spite of all this uncertainty, I think we are well ahead to cater to all those new markets, new geographies and all, and the value is certainly going to come from this unlocking of the inventory, which we are sitting quite comfortably in spite of this volatile moment. Yes, and as far as the value, again, if you see the metrics is also, my debt equity is at 0.36. I think it is very nicely leveraged. My ROC is 38%, which is quite handsomely rewarded. My stock positions, these are all comfortable in spite of this uncertain time. We are, I think, well in a position to navigate this uncertain uncertain period. So yes, value will come as we go around and, you know, reach far more market window.
Thank you, sir. That answers my questions. I just have one more question, you know. So we have seen that the gold price are in, you know, elevated, and our inventory values is also being increased. So how should we as investors be thinking about the incremental borrowing requirements, and how are we trying to maintain the balance sheet discipline?
Yeah. Madam, if you see my balance sheet, if you have seen, gone through my balance sheet is very, very, very strong. My net worth has gone up. There is twofold aspect to it. One, in spite of all those, you know, uncertain times, there is a 15% growth on the volume. As far as value is concerned, 80%. So in spite of all odds, we have achieved what we had said in the last year. That's number one. Going ahead, again, the numbers that we have just shared with you, it's 60 to 70% on a value-based growth and around 30 to 40% volume-based growth. That is again a very, very good demand to go through looking at all the odds. Third, there is a huge capacity expansion is happening. We are almost equipping 3 times the capacity, current capacity. So we have well positioned to, you know, cater to the new growth market and all. As far as the future growth and concern, there are two things to it, madam. With the current capital that we have got, we are sure to cross through the numbers that we have just said, about 60 to 70% value growth and 30 to 40% volume growth. That's number one. That is huge. Second, as far as you saying, what is the value? I think in the introduction we have already said we are coming with new product mix. We are pouring into new product lines. We are ramping up of capacity. So this all augurs well for a large share in the market. As of now, we possess hardly any share in the current market scenario. So sky is the limit for us. So going forward, we will achieve what the numbers we have given as a guidance call, and the value should come unfold as we go on.
Thank you so much, sir. That answers my questions. I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you, ma'am. The next question is from the line of Shruti Sharma from Family Office. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is related to ongoing capacity expansion. So do you see any risk of concentration towards existing clients, or should we expect the customer base to become more diversified going ahead?
So we'll be having existing customers also, and we'll be having new customers also on board.
Okay, and as a large organized retailer increasingly look at backward integration and in-house manufacturing, do you see this as a structural risk of outsourced players over the long term? Also, how is Shanti Gold positioning itself to remain a preferred manufacturing partner for such clients?
They've been a partner since 15 to 20 years and trusted partners. We've been supplying jewelry to them since 15 to 20 years. So if you see, like, in terms of even gold price going so up last year from 70,000 to almost touching 1.5 crore, still we had 15% volume growth, and even in terms of sales growth also, in terms of money, yeah, value growth.
Okay. Okay, thank you, and all the best for next quarter.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. The next question is from the line of Anshu Saigal from Saigal Capital Advisors, LLP. Please go ahead.
Thank you for my question. You mentioned that you took some inventory, you bought some inventory, and you are seeing some benefit of that inventory in the current quarter and probably in the coming year as well. If you hadn't bought this inventory, what is the model of sourcing for you? Or putting it differently, aside from buying your own inventory, do you get raw material from the customers itself? Or what is that model of sourcing of raw material?
We source both through banks or from the bullion merchant. And yeah, so means we are open to have a gold metal loan, but due to geopolitical things are not good in the world, so we didn't want to take a risk of gold metal loan. So we purchased all the gold on outright.
So assuming that all your business was from, all your procurement was from the bullion gold, your margins would be 4%?
Yeah.
Bullion margin, is that a fair assessment?
Yeah.
Okay. That is one. Second, I just want to sort of double click on the previous participant's question, which is that in your presentation, you mentioned that you have a 7% volume or value contribution from your top customer. Now, how much of their business do you contribute to? How much of their volumes? What I'm trying to understand is, who do you compete with? How does your market share increase going forward? How do you think about that whole aspect of your business?
So we've introduced new line of jewelry like Turkish jewelry and Cuban bracelets and mangalsutras and a lot of jewelry line, pin casting and everything. So volume growth is not a problem. The demand is there. And we've been having trusted customers since 20 years. And in North side also, like we've got a lot of new clients and we started participating in Delhi and all those places. So North expansion is going very huge. And we are coming up with an office in Dubai. So export is also going to grow.
One very obvious customer who's missing from your presentation is Titan, Tanishq that is. You don't supply to them?
No, we don't supply jewelry to Titan.
Is that a customer?
Our new factories are coming up. So we are going to approach Titan and a lot of new clients who are not on our board. So they are on our list now, which very soon we are going to be on board.
Okay, and to your point that you're coming up with new products, does that mean that with existing customers you're going to enhance the range? Is that the strategy, or is it a mix of getting new customers and enhancing range with the existing
ones? Mix of new customers as well as existing both.
How many customers do we have in all?
More than 400.
More than 400. Okay. Thanks. I'll join back the queue. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Narayana from Step Read Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So, can I get a revenue bifurcation between the studded jewelry and the plain gold and the 24-22 carat jewelry, please?
70-30.
Hello? Sorry?
70% and 30%.
70% and 30%.
Yeah, 70% from the existing line, what we're doing it, right. And 30% what we started with the new line.
Okay, and sir, what would be the margin difference between these two?
Margin? So, bridal jewelry has a higher margin and plain gold has a lesser margin. So, when we align both the things, so it comes up to 4 plus something, 4% some plus on it.
Okay, okay, got it, okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Bharat Gyanani from Money Control Research. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Just wanted to check the working capital cycle. What are we expecting it in the current and the next year? And a related question is that since we are ramping up the capacity very much, almost three times, so we will need debt to kind of support the working capital. So what is the maximum debt level that you are willing to take on the balance sheet? So two questions.
Yeah, as far as my current working capital is concerned, I think it's quietly is almost seven times what the turnover is, current capacity is, current debt borrowing is. That's number one, working capital is. And number two, as far as the future borrowing is concerned, the future borrowing will be aligned to the market requirement. That's number one. Yes, we have huge facility coming up. We are on an expansion spree, ramping the facility, going to places where we haven't gone, like the North market, East market, exports and all. We will require, and to top it up, we have started new product line. We are coming up with new facilities, so that additional thing will certainly require some more debt fund. To answer your question, maximum at this point, if I say you, we should be comfortable at going at one, maximum 1:1. That's what we can, we are aiming for now to fuel the future growth expansion. At currently, we are at 0.36, which is again a, which gives us a really head, good head space to, you know, maneuver or go for that debt part. Maximum, we should be close to one. Very good.
Okay. And sir, this working capital cycle, so number of days that we have seen in FY26, you expect it to remain the working capital days at this level, or you expect some improvement going ahead? And if you expect any improvement, what is the driver for that?
See, the current level, the markets are so volatile. So one, first you should appreciate us for all the good effort that we have put in the last year. In spite of all those volatile moments, our working capitals are still at a very good level. My inventory is around less than 50. Trade receivables are less than 50. So yes, we have done a good lot of hard work, lot of steady, you know, efficiency in place. That's to be, you know, seen and appreciated. Going forward, yes, if the markets are turbulent, we are going in a turbulent time, we may have to extend some kind of a support to our customers. But that's fairly enough. We should be able to maintain on that. And to top it up, we are also pouring into plain jewelry, which is a high volume, low margin game. Yes, it is certainly to improve the working capital cycle going ahead.
Okay, sir. Thanks and all the best.
Welcome.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Priyam from Choice Institutional Equities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Just wanted to check. We have seen a sharp increase in the debtors day for FY26 from 42 to 46.
Your voice is not clear.
Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah. Can you hear me now?
Can you please use your handsets?
Better.
Yeah, am I audible now?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So, sir, we are seeing the increase in the data days from 42 to 49 in FY26. So, can you highlight the reasons for that and how we can look forward going ahead for the coming year?
Okay. See, basically, it has gone up. If you also see the majority of the part is coming from the high revenue growth. So that's from 1106 to 2018, there is a big growth in the top line. So certainly, it will definitely add to that latest in terms of absolute number. Yes, if you go by the days, it's hardly from 42 to 48 days. Now, if you just, you know, factor in the factors like, you know, the volatile market, the customer, the uncertain regime and all. So in that, to sail through and give this kind of, or to have this kind of a number is really commendable. And again, to answer more specific, then we being in the CZ segment, which is no, which requires some kind of a credit also. And more importantly, need that kind of a customer support during this volatile time. So from 42 to 48, I think you will appreciate the numbers are not that big. Going forward, as we foray into other categories of product, we should be able to further have some filter on those days, and surely it should come down.
Thank you. That answers my question.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Shubhanu from 3 Safe Capital. Please go ahead. Shubhanu, please go ahead. As there is no response.
Sorry.
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
I was on mute.
Yes, sir.
Sorry, I am audible. Yeah.
Yes,
good afternoon. Hope I'm audible. Sir, as you mentioned, our guidance on volume growth around 30-40% and value growth around 60%. How can we targeting around 60% value growth? Because that means, are we expecting gold price will be increased going further from here?
Yes.
Hello.
Yes. We are expecting some again increment.
But you completely speculating this because you are giving the guidance to shareholders.
No, we are not speculating
the gold price.
We are not speculating. As when we receive money from IPO proceeding, we are because the geopolitical things are not good and gold has always been 7-8% minimum high every year. We've been tracking since years, right? And after the geopolitical thing, from 78,000 it went up to around 180,000 rupees, right? So due to again Iran war with Israel and US and all, so things are not good. Means a lot of volatility is there and things are not good across the world. So that is why we are expecting. We are not giving any hopes to the shareholders because there is a lot of issues throughout the world, geopolitical things. That is why we are also not taking gold metal loan because every day there is up and down in the gold thing. So current price, we are expecting 150,000 rupees. The cashing that, we have taken 30-40% volume growth and 60-70% value growth.
Okay, sir. What is our average inventory cost? Average inventory, our gold? Inventory price per 10 grams?
I didn't get your question.
What is our average inventory per 10 grams as on FY26?
Average inventory. Sir, as per this, we are at 12,000.
Okay. 120,000.
Yes.
Okay. And my next question on our capacity. As you mentioned, our current capacity utilization is 65%. If I remember right, earlier Q3 call you guided around 60-70% volume growth, but now you told around 30-40% volume growth. That means you reducing our volume growth guidance, but you increase our value growth guidance. Why are you reducing our volume growth guidance?
I think last year we have got a volume growth of 15% overall on a YO basis. That's number one. This year we are giving a volume growth of 40% plus. There is no way there is a contrast to that. In fact, there is a growth in the volume also coming in. So as against 50% last year, we are projecting the growth in volume for 40%. So there is no contrast in the or degrowth in the volume growth.
Okay. Understood. Thank you. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Krinjal Ranawat from Valmiki Leela. Please go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello.
Yes?
Hi, sir. I just wanted to know that you said that you are adding new customers. So any specific geographical location you are looking forward for domestic or international?
Yeah, like we plan to increase customers in UK, Singapore, Malaysia, and in India, like we are going towards north and all those places.
Okay, so in the demand, could you say about demand in southern India as of now?
demand is there. So yeah, we have been like from the time we received money through IPO proceeding, we had a 15% growth. And if you go to see that quarter after receiving the money, it was around 31% growth last year. I mean, the last quarter. So this whole year we are expecting 30 to 40% volume growth as well as 60 to 70% value growth.
Okay, that's good, sir. So don't you think the Modi statement will have any impact for this?
So I think it is going to impact on gold bars and gold coins, not on the jewelry.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you for much. That's it from me.
Thank you, ma'am. The next question is from the line of Achyut, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello, sir. I just want to understand on the margin. Why the profit after tax margin should reduce from 7 to 4%?
The margin, business margin is around 4%, and whatever we've achieved more margin, it was because of the gold price.
But what if the gold price remains same?
If the gold price remains steady, we are good. No. If the gold margin remains same, we are going to want 4 plus margin over here. PAT I'm talking about.
I mean, can we get similar profit PAT margins if the gold price is same?
Didn't get your question. What are you trying to say?
I mean, if the gold price is not getting reduced, if the gold price is same, let's assume for next year, the PAT margins will be same or it is going to reduce?
It's going to be same.
Okay. So you have given the guidance for 4% on the condition that gold price will go down.
4% is going to be a business margin, operational margin, I mean to say. That's a core margin. That is going to be profit after tax, PAT I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. And additional margin what we've got this year due to the gold rising because we had purchased the gold outright.
Okay, so from next year onwards, what happens to that? Like, for next year also you have to gold, I mean, purchase at this price, or you are doing business in different way?
Hello, just to answer to your question more specifically, see, basically my core margin is around 3.5 to 4%, that's for sure. We are not speculating on the gold market price movement, whether it goes north or south, so we don't want to speculate where we will head to. The 7% that we have projected last year, it had an element of surge in the gold price, additionally maybe 3 to 3.5%, which we are not considering as of now. So our core margin, come what may, it will always remain between in the range of 3.4 to 4%, which is the normal industry rate. So we are not speculating anything on the price movement. We are catching the current rate as of now, as we speak, as we give you a target. The current rate is what we have considered. We just hope it remains in the same region. But in case going ahead, there is an increase in the gold price, you can see some more additional margin adding up to the core margin. I hope that answers your question.
Okay. So the reason I'm asking is I just want to understand that if you are doing the same business next year, you will be able to get 140 crores back on 2000 crores business as well,
yes,
right?
Yes,
the additional 2000 crores business, you are getting for 20 crore profit. It means the additional business is low margin business, I want to understand. Because if you get 4% PAT for next year, the PAT will become 160 on 4000 crores. And currently you are making 140 on 2000 crores. So the additional 2000 crores is bringing only 20 crores profit.
Sir, again, that's what we want to freeze out those numbers. This 140 had an element of a price rise, right? Inventory gain. Now we are talking about the plain vanilla numbers, 4% on the additional growth. So in case if there is, again, in case speculation, I think that doesn't augur well, we are not going to forward-looking statement. So whatever additional business or whatever turnover that we do it in the next year, simply, roughly, we will get a 4%, that's for sure. Additional inventory gains because of better management, better inventory management, or in case of inventory gains and all, that will be extra bonus additional on top of 4%. So this 140 comprises both the core margin as well as the inventory gains that we got because of by timing or because of the ramping up the stock at the right time, at the right place and all. So we got some good gains last year. But going forward, we cannot say if this inventory gains will be there or not. So fairly, what we have done is we are sticking to the current rate. We just hope it remains range bound. And whatever the business growth plan that we have suggested, there should be clear cut 4% PAT margin going there.
Okay, sir. Thank you. That answers my question.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Chirayu from CIA Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good afternoon. Hope I'm audible.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I have a follow-up question on the previous participant. You said that you are not speculating on the gold prices. For the next year, you have given a guidance of top-line growth of 60 to 70%, and assuming a volume growth of 40% only.
Sorry to interrupt, Chirayu, sir. Can you speak a little louder? Your voice is very low, sir.
Yeah. Hope I'm audible now.
Yes, sir. Please.
Sir, first question. I would like to be straight. Till how long the company can benefit from the inventory purchase with the IPO money in next year?
Sir, I think we are not talking about the company benefiting from the inventory angle. We are simply giving the plain numbers. Last time we got the benefit because of a better timing of, you know, IPO coming in at the right time. We could ramp up the inventory. We could get this. This was an ancillary. That was not part of something we planned for. This was not in control. That's one thing. Going forward, that's why we have completely mitigated that inventory gain. So whenever, whatever guidance that we are giving, is the business core margin that you are talking about. We are not even talking about inventory as of going ahead. What we said simply, on whatever the top line that we use, 60 to 70% value growth on that, straight away 4% margin, this is the business margin that is going to be next year. Now, how long we can go on to the inventory gain, sir? We are just, you know, just putting it aside. This is just the business inventory. As just, you know, it comes in the system, it goes out, and just we earn the core margin. That's it. No speculation, no capital, no nothing on the inventory.
Sure. So one question, how much inventory in kilos are we left with now?
So sir, as of now,
what is our run rate?
Our run rate, sir, as of now, we are left with around both the stock and data taken together, close to 600 pages we have got. And even if you roughly, you know, just roll it roughly and just roll it to four times, that comes to 2,400. Just at the current rate, we are just getting 60 to 70% revenue growth. Simple calculation. These are very conservative numbers. The stock pile up, in fact, is helping us to, you know, weather this kind of uncertainty where the gold availability has become difficult for other players and all. So we are sitting quite comfortably in the current scenario where we are also, and that is actually helping us, you know, try that we are rolling out new designs and all. Though there is a slight slowdown fall in the demand and all, but it actually is helping us because of the inventory pileup we had last year. So going forward, it gives us that cushion to weather that demand coming from all corners of the country, from all large retail people. It is actually helping us even this inventory current level holding.
Sure. And then one last question. In the current market trends after the recent news which came, the bullion market is trading much below than the jewelry market in terms of for pricing. Will this in some way help us because we procure bullion and then convert them into the jewelry?
Sir, price is a factor to it, sir. See, as a manufacturer, sir, we don't get into that price movement angle. Whether it is going around north or south, whatever orders we get, we have to just execute it. So we are just, you know, looking at the price that, you know, stocking our inventory and all. We are in the business of manufacturing. Whether the price goes north, our core duty is to just, you know, get the bullion, whatever rate it is, you know, make a fine jewelry out of it and sell it in the open market. That's the basis. We just don't chase those price movements and all.
Sure, sir. One last question, the small one. With the inventories you hold, are you hedged on that or what is your hedging percent?
Sir, our hedging policy is quite simple. We buy as we sell. Simple.
Okay. Immediately. So apart from the IPO gold that we hold, everything is hedgeable. We do it on immediate basis. Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Bhavya Anand Reddy, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Hope I'm audible. Sir, with the current way that model that we are operating, there might be huge volatility in our margins just based on the volatility in gold price. So in future, how do we plan to mitigate this? So in case there is a drop in gold price, there might be drop in our margins as well.
So basically, again, as I said, we being a manufacturer, our prime focus is to manufacture. That's number one. And if the price goes up, there is a gain. If the price goes down, there is a loss. I mean, these are all speculative. Yes, we as a company, we have to just have those levers on hand to control those. Whatever can be controlled, we control through better hedging policies or whatever the policies that we can train. So again, that as simple as the rate goes up and down, our job is to manufacture and get a core margin. That's why we are harping more on the core margin, not going whether the price goes north or price goes south.
Okay, sure. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll take this as the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to management for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for participating in the earnings calls of Shanti Gold International Limited. We hope we have been able to address most of your queries. Should you require any further clarification or additional information, please feel free to reach out to Smit Shah from Adfactor PR and the team will be happy to assist you. We appreciate your continued support and look forward to interacting with you all again. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of Shanti Gold International Limited, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.